Hello and welcome to Snodcast 4, a Pete Snodden breakfast show production. On this week's podcast, more bucket news for you. We're talking body manipulation, plumbing problems, food combinations. We give our own slant on the Mills McCartney court case, more feel the guilt stories, awkward situations, and we celebrate women's curvy bodies. The Snodcast is totally free. If you haven't subscribed to iTunes yet, do so, and the latest Snodcast will be automatically downloaded to your desktop. The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show broadcasts in real time, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on 97.4 Cool FM. Now, if you missed the show earlier on this morning, I was talking about YouTube and about... It was actually the Newton Faulkner gig I was at last night.
Yes.
And this guy who's in front of us, quite a tall guy, bit of a goody beard. You might be listening to the show. It was you. You were standing in front of us. Bit of a goody beard. Bit of a... what do you call those jackets? They're not like Macs. They're not... they're like wax jackets. Remember the wax jackets?
Yes.
He was wearing a wax jacket. This guy's about 6 foot... 6 foot 5.
Was he in front of you?
Very tall, right in front of me with his wife, girlfriend, partner, bitten aside, whatever. I don't really know what the situation was there, but he was, she was quite small. She was about my height. She was smaller than me. Well, okay. No, she was a bit smaller than me. So anyway, he was really talking about her. So he was going down, giving all the moves, and the legs were bending around hers. And he was doing this dance that was a bit like your guy in the Kiora advert.
Mm-hmm.
Remember from years ago? Anyway, I was talking about this and how the guys who were beside us were making us laugh because they were trying to take video footage of this to put it on YouTube. So I went to YouTube this morning trying to find it. Couldn't locate it. Maybe they haven't uploaded it yet. But anyway, I got on there and typed in my own name and there's a video clip of me DJing up there. Now, I didn't put it up there, so someone did. And I was sort of thinking to myself, it's amazing what you can find out or what you find online that you probably didn't even know existed yourself.
Yeah.
So you should really go and do it. Google yourself or go and check out your name on YouTube or whatnot. You'll be surprised what's up there. And what I found was that there's a guy by the same name as me who is a creative person and does TV advertising and whatnot. So I got a message from Joan stating this cracking website. So if you're interested how many people are called your name, right, across the UK, get yourself to www.yournotme.com. Right, yournotme.com. Type in your name and see what happens. Apparently there's two Peter Snoddens in the UK.
Is that all?
Apparently so. Let's see how you go, Kirsty, here. Let's see what
make
the
make sure you
is.
Spell it right.
Yes, I'm going to.
Which name are you going to use? McMurray?
Right, okay. Kirstie, right?
Yeah.
M-C-M-U-R-R-A-Y. A-Y. There's only one in the UK.
And it's me!
There you go. You are officially a one-off.
I'm unique.
It's 8:14 right now. On the 10th of March today launches Belfast Fashion Week. The Tories have promised to jail unqualified cosmetic clinic staff who leave patients scared for life as part of a crackdown on Britain's plastic surgery industry. They say the practice should be frowned upon. Those have given you Botox, that is probably quite hard to do. And also this morning, Girls Aloud are set to make millions by fronting an advertising campaign for the new low-calorie Kit Kat bar. In the ad, Kimberly can be seen giving one finger to Nadine and Sarah, and Cheryl will be giving two fingers to Ashley. Hello, hello. How did Rennie get all the nice looking birds anyway? How the hell did he get all the nice looking birds? And he ended up married to that. How did he marry her when he had all the good looking birds?
I know.
Anyway, it could be shown in Germany. The Second World War comedy set in Nazi-occupied France pokes fun at the Gestapo. However, it sought that the Babe sold the series to a German TV channel. And also this morning, ahead of your breakfast biz, 8:30, George Clooney has joked he has had cosmetic surgery. The actor told Esquire magazine that he had had a procedure to unwrinkle his dangly bits. True Bill. Now, I can't speak for him, but on a personal note, that'd be a hell of a lot of surgery. Now, Randy, if you're listening to the show, stand by your phone because I'm going to be phoning you shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Randy the Plumber. What a name, Randy the Plumber. I think I'm the only person who calls him Randy the Plumber. I call him by his full name. So whenever I phone him, I go, is that Randy the Plumber? And he perks up. He perks up.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, they go, Snodden, what do you want? Anyway, my heating at home has been off since Thursday. Can you believe that?
You are joking.
True Bill is absolutely Baltic in my gaff.
Have you got any electric Baltic ones you can use?
No.
I've got an electric blower heater, and I tell you what, works a treat.
Well, you see, this is the thing which I don't understand, right? I have got gas. You know the gas,
yes.
Right? I've got the gas. And my boiler must be busted. But my gas shower that powers off the gas, the water is pumping hot. How can that be whenever the boiler's not working? Don't get this. Anyway, boiler's not working and the rest of the house isn't heated. So I need Randy to come around and sort it.
Is it definitely a gas shower?
Definitely. It's not an electric shower.
And have you got hot water in the house?
Only in the shower. And the rest of the house is like lukewarm. Isn't that bizarre? Anyway,
I bet you it's just a wee switch needs flicking. I bet you it's been switched to just hot water.
No, it has. No. Not that much of a muppet.
We'll see.
We'll see what Randy the Plumber has to say after he goes round and sorts it today. All being well. Now on Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, I went for a bite to eat with a maiden neck before I went to work. And bucket. I was in this rest. Yes, it's bucket bake. This is bucket bake. We went with over with bucket bake just to get the latest bucket news. If you missed the show last week, the reason why I call him bucket bake is because he can't hold his water.
Can't keep it shut.
So anything that goes in one ear to him gets brought out and he tells us all. So now he's going for the latest bucket news.
Do they have a family bucket?
In fact, Saturday night it was a bargain bucket because I got twice the information I'd actually thought I was going to get. Anyway, so I was out with Bucket on Saturday night for about to eat, and I was sitting in this restaurant, and I have to say I was in stitches laughing because they had a sign on the wall. So we'll call this the big sign update for today, and the big sign read this: cold beer, best head in town. Doing your back in drains you off energy. It makes you very crabby.
Yeah.
And you quickly realise that you just cannot do the things that you're accustomed to doing. Mm. And it's so frustrating. So anyway, the body manipulator worked its magic. 4 sessions over 9 days. And it did the trick.
Excellent.
Now, people have been asking me, are you going to a chiropractor? No. Are you going to an osteopath? No. And I was sitting going, what's an osteopath? You see, for me, all these people do the same things. They fix your back, but in different ways. Body manipulator uses his hands, okay, to sort your back out. Then he does all these stretches with you.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like pinning you to the bed, you know, the bed you lie on?
I'm well accustomed to that.
Yeah, you stick like your knee up into your chest, and then he leans over you and all stretches you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after he finishes all that, he wires you up to this machine, sticks suckers on your back, and sticks the electricity into it, sorts you right out. I've got this problem with my throat again today. I don't know what it is, but it's like there's a build-up of something in there.
Oh, no, let's not mention that word.
And trying to sort of get it cleared. It's like, oh, it's a regular occurrence throughout every length that I do.
I wonder if it's as a result of the body manipulation, because all that does strange things to you.
Well, you know what?
Were you drinking lots of water afterwards?
No.
Because it does affect the way your body is
hydrated. Been drinking a lot of fruit juice.
What sort of fruit
not
juice?
From concentrate. We're talking about the 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, a variety.
Right,
Gordon Brown be proud of. I haven't spoken about Gordon Brown in this show for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I haven't been adhering to the 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, and I didn't particularly want to be drawing attention to myself. I think that's what it is. Mm. Hello!
Hello, Pete.
How you doing?
It's Brian here. I was on the phone earlier.
Hello, Brian.
I'm a mate sitting here outside the workmate's house.
Yeah?
Last 4 days in a row, and I'm getting up at 5:30, and he won't get out of his bed. I'm sitting here 15 minutes now. Well, I was thinking of a bonus. Should I sack him or what?
Should you sack him? Nah, give him a break.
What's his 4 days in a row, but...
Right, well, give us a call tomorrow and let me know whether he's up or not.
Okay, mate.
All right, mate, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Second all new part of the show. Not only between 6 and 7 do you get the 6:50 stupid news, the 6:30 breakfast biz. Yeah, you get Night Owls versus the Early Birds. You get Gene with the papers. And you find out tomorrow if Brian sacked his workmate or not. A brand new toothpaste that looks like black sludge because its main cleaning ingredient is charcoal. It's now on the market in Korea. Sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. I bet you it works, though.
Maybe it does. Well, it would save you eating blackjacks to make your mouth that colour. And also this morning, the cost of a colour TV licence is to rise by £4 to £139.50 a year from April 1st. Are you getting value for that? I know what money's being hiked onto your bill. It's to pay for BBC Three. Have you noticed lately?
BBC Three is actually quite good.
It's okay at the minute, yes, I have to say. Have you been watching Lily Allen's new show?
No.
I switched it on for the first episode off and I need to give her another go, but it was just all too giggly. Mm. Every line there was a giggle. It was just too giggly. Yeah, I know that. But as soon as I zoomed into that, it really, really annoyed me. So I've left it for a few weeks. I need to switch back on. The thing about it is, right, is that there's going to be a 3% increase to the black and white TV license to £47. Why bother even issuing black and white license? Who has one? I would love to speak to someone who has one.
And that's, do you know what? If you just put your colour right down, in the menu, could you get away with it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so somehow.
I think I'm knocking on the door. But it's black and white.
We used to have a black and white TV for our caravan. It was legendary. And used to have...
With the dial. Do you remember the dial? Instead of having buttons for the channels, you had to tune it in every time you wanted to watch.
We had one of those. And guess how it was powered?
By battery?
It was! It was part of it.
Were you in a bike?
We had a big car battery underneath the seat in the caravan, and you used to have to put the two prongs onto it. And what? But seriously, to get it, and you used to charge it up before we ever went away, and then you were only, it was like watching TV on rations, so the power of the battery didn't go down. Legendary.
Wow.
It was old school. And then the battery leaked all over the floor of the caravan.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't be great.
No, it wouldn't be.
So it wouldn't be good whenever snodding as a wee kid goes down to touch it. Daddy, what's this? And it sticks in his mouth. Not very nice.
No.
It's a bit like whenever you first, the realisation that whenever you go into the attic, you really shouldn't roll around in the fluffy stuff. It was that sort of realisation. Don't want to mind speaking funny.
Mouthful of yogurt.
My breakfast has just arrived.
Creamy?
It's creamy, all right. That's our funny word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Creamy. Yeah, strawberry low-fat bio yogurt. Very nice now. It's very. You know what it is?
Nice.
Which is another word that really could go for our word that makes you laugh.
What's that?
Thick.
Actually... My yogurt today was rhubarb. That's been a funny word of the day as well.
That has been a bit of rhubarb, yeah, absolutely. Right, it's 9:16. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, it could also be a funny word of the day, my plumbing your tricks. Now, yes. We were talking about this yesterday morning on the show, and the boys from Warmflow have been on the dinger wanting to know what was going on with my boiler. Well, yesterday I told you, and I learned this actually yesterday while I was on the show, because I'd phoned Randy the plumber. Randy the plumber wasn't actually able to come and sort me out yesterday. Instead, he had to send his friend Mark. What are you laughing at?
Sorry. Just...
Randy.
I had a mouthful of coffee.
Just as I mentioned, Randy the plumber.
It was rather hot.
I called Randy the plumber yesterday. Now, he's my regular plumber. Any plumbing that needs done in my house, Randy comes and fixes it. So Randy came around the other day but couldn't quite sort out the plumbing situation in my house. So he passed it on to his plumber friend.
Right.
And his name was Mark. So Mark came around to do a bit of plumbing at my house yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I found out that I have a combi boiler. And I mentioned this yesterday morning on the show. What the hell that means, I have no idea. And I thought that it was broke in, but it's not. Instead, ladies and gentlemen, just to make you all well aware, there was something wrong with the motor in a valve somewhere, which isn't actually part of the boiler, the combi boiler, but actually something that there's a wire that goes from the boiler into this valve, and the motor had gone. So Mark was there because Randy couldn't make it. He was there for about an hour and a bit, sorted it all out, stroke me about £80. And that was it.
That's
all good.
Not bad.
£80 good. They should have made. Could have been £300.
Well, normally it's £50 before they do anything to get them round.
The thing about it is, right? This is where I felt a wee bit wide open yesterday.
Why? Because you know nothing about your plumbing.
I know nothing about the plumbing. And Mark, right? Give him his dues. He only charged me £80. He could have charged me £300, and I wouldn't have known whether that was good value or not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
People like that get caught out though.
Very true. So anyway, thanks to Randy the plumber for passing Mark the plumber on to come round to my gaff to do the plumbing. We're all sorted. Get in.
Excellent.
So there's heat in the house. First time there's been heat in the house since Thursday. Mind you, my bill's going to be rocketing because you see how long it took to get the heat back into the house?
Mm-hmm.
My boiler was pumping from 12 o'clock yesterday to midnight last night. Now, I am going to record that last link, right? And I would love to actually play it back to you. I'm not going to do it now, but I would love to play it back to you. to sort of say how many innuendos you could spot in the space of 3 minutes. Hey, Pete, on the road home from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? In fact, this requires some music.
All right, okay. Happy music? Holiday music? Sad music?
Yeah, it's a wee bit sad, I have to say.
Oh, no.
Hey, Pete. On the road home from the airport. Left a mate off at the International. When we got there, he found out his flight was actually from the city airport. So we just raced to the city airport, keeping to the law. Not a good morning so far. Mark from Tegannon.
Do you know the number of times I've done that?
Oh,
I'm
dear.
Sort of checking my itinerary as I drive past the city airport, just to double check.
Well, a while back, a friend of ours, Debbie, was getting married, and she was going on her hen weekend.
Uh-huh.
And, no, it wasn't Debbie, it was Debbie's sister was going on her hen weekend, and our Julia was going on her hen weekend. And Julia was mega organised, and I mean mega organised. She had all her stuff packed up, and she had her wee bag and all, and she had everything ready to rock. And my friend Nick was driving us, and this is Bucket Bake. So Bucket was giving us a lift to the airport. I wasn't going, obviously, but I was going along for the ride.
Yeah.
So we turn into the city airport. We're just about to turn in, and it was Friday afternoon.
Oh.
And it was about 4:30. Rush hour traffic. So we're about to turn into the George Best Belfast City Airport, and of course the phone rings. Julia, where are you? I can just turn into the airport now. Brilliant. Good stuff. All right. City Airport? We're at the International. Of course, Julia was like, you're pulling my leg. And at this stage, we had pulled into, you know, the central reservation there?
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you turn in, it's on a slip road. So after to and fro and realising that no one was taking the hand out of anyone, we realised we're at the wrong airport. So Bucket had to step on it and get us up the road. But luckily enough, because she was flying Stelios, you see. Luckily enough, a friend of mine was working for Stelios that day who was able to get her in the back door.
Excellent.
And onto the plane. Otherwise, it never would have happened. Because we were, you know, obviously abiding by the law, et cetera, and in terms of the speed limit and stuff like that there. So, luckily enough, we get in time. That's
excellent.
Quite good. But anyway, it was... Let's just say, there's two words for the actual situation that Marcus just experienced and my Julie experienced too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's called?
What?
It's called touching cloth. It's a Pete Snodden breakfast show. Let's talk about lubricant. I'm being serious. Now,
that's a good topic for this time of a Tuesday morning.
I would have thought
Why
so.
Why not?
You see, the deal is this. Mm-hmm. During my last link, before I played the Source and Candy stat and You Got the Love, I paused somewhat because I couldn't quite get the words out. Why? Because my mouth was not lubricated.
Is it lubricated now?
Well, I was hoping that my yogurt would do the trick.
That's it?
But I tell you something. I opened up my yogurt and I have never had this particular flavour of yogurt before. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I am eating plum yogurt. And you see, to be fair, wouldn't be great.
No, I like prune yogurt. It's nice.
Well, bully for you, because I'm not a fan of prune yogurt either. This is the only one that was available in the fridge. This is one of these probiotic things. And this is the thing which frustrates the hell out of me too. You go to the supermarket and you spot, let's say, a range of yogurt that you like, right?
There's only one.
They always fob you off with one out of the four that doesn't suit you. Do you know what
Cherry.
I mean? Why do they not just make 4 strawberries? Why? Why do they not do that?
Well, you normally can as well. Now I buy the 4 that I like, so I can now get 4 of my rhubarb or 4 of my prunes.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb's lovely. Or 4 of a kiwi. I'm into this kiwi one and it's got like oats and stuff in the.
Okay, call
well.
Me a simple guy if you wish.
Yeah.
But I like to stick to the strawberries of this world. Do you know why?
Why?
Number one, the colour suits, red. Number yeah. two, the taste suits, it's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, there's no wasting of money. As in, buying 4, of which 1 or 2 you don't like, and then you always go for the ones you like first. It's like...
This is a surprise.
No, it's just the way it is. But people have strategies in terms of the way they eat things. It's just mm-hmm. the way it goes. For instance, let's say you get a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Some people would eat all the chips first and then wait for the burger because the burger is the nicest part and they want to savour the lovely taste of the end. Some people then would think that, you know, the nicer
well, the it's nicer if it's hotter, so you eat it first, so, you know, totally. And then you eat the chips. Some people would take the chips and put it inside the burger and then eat the burger and the chips together. You mean, there's strategies to these things. So some people, perhaps if they buy four yogurts and one yogurt doesn't particularly, like, you know, suit them, they may actually eat it first because then they think, well, tomorrow it's like a wee pick me up first thing in the morning because I get the yogurt I really like tomorrow morning. That's why some people might work. I don't really
know. Do you know why it would work with me? It would just sit there in the fridge until I get around to putting it in the bin.
Wow.
So that's good marketing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Curtis? That's a lot of waste, you know?
It is a lot of waste. Because I don't like those ones.
Okay. Well, then you know what you do?
What?
You know, you've got to think about the environment. So what you really should do is you should scoop all the stuff out, wash out the wee plastic container and stick it in your recycling bin. That's what you really should do.
Right.
So there you go. If you have this morning sort of a way that you normally eat your food and stuff, like you've got a strategy. There is people. I want to prove this to you this morning. There's people out there who have a strategy in terms of eating fast food, of eating pizza, of eating burgers, of eating, you know, whatever they're going to eat. Like some people,
or crisps and chocolate. If you're going to have both, which one do you eat first? Do you have the sweet followed by the savoury or do you have the savoury followed by the sweet?
To be honest.
Because it changes the flavour of the chocolate if you have the crisps first. Quite nice.
Yeah, what I quite like actually like to do is you get like the bar of chocolate, you break a bit off and you stick it in your mouth and you sort of suck it down a bit so it gets sort of gloopy in there and it's just quite warm sensation. And then you eat crisp straight in there. It's like.
And what flavour would you prefer? Cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion crisp with chocolate. Best flavour in the world. So if you've got a strategy on food intake, folks, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Mark, Pete, Andy, Sarah, Rich, Denise, all loving the crisps and chocolate scenario.
Mm-hmm.
People have different options, such as, you know, some people like the chocolate first, some people like the crisps first, some people just like to stick it all in the mouth in one go. I'm all up for that. The same with getting your takeaway burgers, okay? For instance, there's Nick, right? And Nick likes to eat all the chips first, get them all out of the way, and then sit down to the main delight, which is either the burger or the fish.
Right.
He enjoys, you know.
Oh, no, because the chips will fill you up.
It's like teasing yourself. You're holding back and holding back and holding back, and then you finally get your prized possession. That's what it's like.
That's a bit like my Sunday lunches, you know, like a roast dinner. I would eat all my vegetables first, but I do love my Sunday roast veg.
Yes.
But Brussels sprouts, well, they're favourite. They go first, but then I sort of leave the meat.
Brussels sprouts are rotten.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Whenever I'm out and about and coleslaw comes with the meal, I go straight for the coleslaw first. Don't know why, it was just the way it is.
Right.
Straight for it.
Okay.
So there you go. Sandra's been on the text this morning. I'm so excited. My sister's coming home from Scotland for a few days. Taking her into town after work. Can't wait to see her. Taking her out for dinner tomorrow evening. Well.
Cool.
Tell you something, Sandra. Seriously, sort out your food strategy before you go because you'll have lots to talk about.
Here, do you know the way we're talking about sweet and savoury? Do you remember those pretzel things you used to get that had the salt on them? But then they were also covered in chocolate.
Yeah, I had one in Disney World whenever I was away in America.
Not the big ones.
No, but this is a massive one, and I have to say, I felt physically sick after eating it.
Those big pretzels are lovely, though, on a really cool day when they're still warm, just fresh out the oven.
Yeah. Can I just explain to you the situation I was in Disney World in Florida?
Okay.
It's very, very simple. Went to Disney, dressed in shorts. It's -3. But the sun was shining, so we got deceived. Went to New York, expecting snow, winter woolies and thermal panties. True bill, right?
Uh-huh.
Got to New York, everyone was walking around in t-shirt and jacket. So sort of got my attire wrong for the whole trip. But
when
anyway.
Was that?
That was in January there. Unbelievable. You see, in Florida, it was the biggest news ever to hit the state. People were out spraying foam all over the flowers so the flowers wouldn't get killed by the cold weather. They were asking everyone to bring their pets and all indoors in case they died because of the cold weather. True, Bill. But if you were just sitting in the house and you looked outside, the sun was splitting the trees. It was so deceiving. Anyway, there you go.
-3 in shorts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and a pretzel in hand, feeling ill.
I'm sure it was
what
a
good combination. Right, it's just gone 6:19, mainly dry and bright with some sunshine today. Got a high of 9. Good morning, Cool FM.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I was listening to your moan about the yoghurt.
Well, it wasn't so much a moan. You know, you're portraying me here to be a moaner.
Yeah, but don't, never. You're not a hypochondriac. Of course you're not.
Well, what's going on?
Why
do you have a strategy to eat food?
A sorted six-pack.
There's still something on there that I won't like.
There isn't. There's strawberry, raspberry, peach melba,
peach melba
strawberry and vanilla, and toffee.
No, toffee doesn't do it for me. Neither does the peach smell. But you see, you're fighting a losing battle here.
Oh, well, possibly I am. Can I ask you a big favour, please?
Well, it depends what that is.
Well, would you play a record for my daddy who's 88 today?
88? Wow.
Yes.
Does he listen to the show?
Yes,
he possibly does. The oldest person in the world who listens to this show.
Well, there you go now. His name is Jim.
His name's Jim, okay.
And he's 88 today.
88 today. All right. No problem.
Thank you, now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Jim listens to the show weekday mornings. You're down with the kids, Jim. I can just see you raving it up to Bass Hunter.
Now you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
I realize my love for you was strong. And I miss you.
Right, Jim, are you ready to go? Gone. See when the bass kicks in? He'll be going wild.
With the pictures hanging on the wall.
Jim's 88 today. Rave it up. This is featured in this morning's Times newspaper. My goodness, we're going from the start of the Times today. Wow.
Right.
The latest thing on eBay, which is like considering, getting a lot of interest and people bidding on it, is a piece of breakfast cereal. The cornflake in question is said to be the exact shape of the US state of Illinois. Bids have now reached, wait for it, nearly $2,000.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, come
True,
on.
True, Bill. Unbelievable. And that sort of led me on to a friend of mine, Louise, who I met yesterday, who brought me an Easter bun. Well, it wasn't Easter bun, actually, because Easter's only like Friday. It's so bizarre being so early this year.
Yeah.
Well, Good Friday being Friday, Easter Sunday obviously being Sunday. But anyway, Louise yesterday brought me this Easter bun. And I thought, oh, I love it. She goes, It's a traditional family recipe. It's been in the family for years and years and years and years and years. And I ate her Easter bun and I thought, you know what, that's lovely. It was only whenever I looked closely at it, I realised it was some shreddies stuck with chocolate over the top of it and a couple of mini eggs. What an ingenious, old, long-term family recipe. Good morning to all Newcastle fans out there. Wow, you got a point last night. Unbelievable. I'm actually pleased for Kevin Keegan after going back and, you know, inheriting that team and... I think Kevin Keegan's a good guy. I have to say, he's inherited that team. He's been there since January and hasn't won a game yet.
It's the way he said that team, you know.
I know, but without
hold them in such high regard.
Listen, it's a team full of donkeys, I'm sorry. But it wasn't his fault. He didn't pick the players. The players were already bought by some other punter who couldn't win a game.
Who plays for Newcastle?
Michael Owen, but he's a good one. He used to be a Liverpool man, you see. I always feel for Michael Owen, do you know why?
Why?
And this is the last thing I'm going to talk about football today. The reason being is because he's in Liverpool a while long and he left to go to Real Madrid in the hope of winning cups and trophies and all that. The year he left, we won the European Cup. Sorry about that.
Oh dear.
Anyway, moving on this morning. Hello to you. Morning. You're waking up with the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show. A poodle owner from Colorado is facing a £500 fine for dyeing her dog pink. She dyed a miniature white poodle to raise money and awareness of breast cancer, but may be fined under a local law that makes it illegal to dye animals. I see where she was going in trying to make a statement. Mm-hmm. But poor dog in the bath, getting dyed. Imagine what all...
Was it a boy or was it a girl?
No idea, but imagine... it's a dog, so it's probably a boy. If it was a bitch, then it'd be a girl.
True.
Very true. Imagine the poor dog meeting up with all his other poodle mates. They'll be taking the hand out of him. Wonder what they say in doggy speak.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not. Also today, the world's first old people's home just for gays and lesbians is opened in Berlin.
Right, okay.
Now, this is the thing, right? And this is without being disrespectful to old people, because I'm not. I'm really, really not. But I'm sort of thinking to myself, let's say I was 70 and I was single. Right? Would you really be asked? Do you know what I mean? I'm probably more interested in watching Carol Vorderman, you know, doing the countdown or something. Would you be really asked trying to go on the touch whenever you're like 70 or 80? I don't know.
I don't really want to think about it, to be honest.
But do you know what I mean? You know where I'm coming from here.
I tell
here.
You what, you're as young as you feel, and I bet you there's plenty 70-year-olds listening to you now going, what's that young guy on about, you know?
As young as you feel.
You're as young.
Well, if you're...
Well, go for one of the nurses.
Yeah, fair enough then. That's fine. Absolutely. And also this morning, in terms of strange news, a Chinese hobby says he cannot remember trying to kill his wife 12 times while sleepwalking.
12 times.
If I was her, I would get herself, like, you know, one of these padded sort of rooms with a big massive lock on the door, and then let him sleep in his own place and he can walk around to his heart's content. That's awful, though.
You wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Have you ever slept watch yourself?
Once.
Yeah?
When I was very young, but I woke myself up. I woke up in the bathroom as I put the light on. And I was crying, which is very strange.
Mm. I woke up at the fridge.
You were trying to get rid of all those nasty yogurts.
I think I'd been out.
In the bin for you.
I think I'd been out that night and I'd had a few scoops. I think that's what it was. And I woke up in the fridge probably trying to get a drink of some description. Either that or a
few of the munchies. Oh, I hope you weren't doing anything else.
No, not in the fridge. Because the fridge is up high. It would have been the freezer if it had been that. £0.3 million after taking Macca to court. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to give you my view on this for what it's worth. Okay?
Yeah.
Can I turn around and say pretty much that there's definitely a wee bit of money grabbing going on in some respect?
Do you think?
Just a wee bit. Can I also say that I think that she has shafted him? And can I also say that I feel sorry for Paul McCartney? Now, you may have totally different views. That's fine. But they are just my views. I think the guy, personally, is a living legend. I think his songwriting and his musical talents are unbelievable. I think that the music that he has made and the money that he has got from his talent is fully justified. Mm-hmm. And I think that whenever she stepped into his life for all of a couple of years, was it 2 or 4?
4.
You know, she tried to drag him into things that he wasn't interested in doing. The marriage was never going to last. But how can she justify taking that money off him? Because at the end of the day, it wasn't her doing to make him that money.
Let's face it, if you're going to marry a legend, you've got to be happy with taking a back seat.
I would imagine, yeah.
Whereas I think she liked to wear the trousers in that relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was talking yesterday in the pub about this, and apparently there was an instance. Trying to remember this myself. Whenever Heather Mills went to America with mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, they were in front of the press and they were doing some charity. I think it was PETA or something like that. To do with, I believe it was something to do with, and I'm not 100% up on this here. Maybe if you know the story, you can give us a call, 918-2010. But apparently she was doing something with regards to animal cruelty and, you know, taking the fur off animals and stuff to make for clothing items and stuff like that there.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned around in the interview and the press were all, you know, obviously because she's Paul McCartney's wife, were giving her the whole shebang about being his wife and blah, blah, blah. And she turned around out of the blue trying to be someone and trying to be in the know by turning around in front of the press and turning around to Sir Paul McCartney, who is a legend in his own right. You've got Stevie Wonder's number, don't you? You know, that sort of way. And I sort of thought, what a pain in the backside.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Trying to name drop. You don't know the person yourself. You're living with a legend. You're married to a legend in his own right. You don't need to be name dropping. I just thought it was pretty pants. Anyway, that aside, you can have your own views on her if you want, but I think it was totally... I don't think she should have got that amount of money. I really, really, really don't. No matter how much money Mac has got, she'd not have got that cash.
Mm.
But anyway, we wish them well. I do laugh this morning. All the tabloids are showing the picture of Paul McCartney's lawyer who got soaked.
Fiona Shackleton. Yes, apparently... Heather chucked a glass of water over her.
Yeah, after the announcement was, the actual verdict was read out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she was going for 125 mil, is that what she was looking
Something
for?
Something ridiculous like that.
And she ended up with 24.3. Yeah. Only one word to say. Suckins.
Well, you wouldn't say no, would you?
No. Anyway, do you know the way, as soon as a story like this breaks,
mm-hmm.
the circulation on the text messaging starts to go up somewhat?
Right.
And there's always the gags that go around on the phones.
Have you had one?
Yes. In the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills divorce case, Heather will receive £14 million lump sum from ex-Beatle, as well as £2.5 million to buy a house in London. It sounds a lot for a house, but she needs a kitchen big enough for her cauldron.
It's not that good.
Well, you know what I mean. At the end of the day, she's a witch. 720, 97.4, Cool FM.
I have to say that's lawyer Fiona Shackleton.
Yes.
She does look better with wet hair.
Have you heard of the story? This is Paul McCartney's lawyer. Apparently Heather Mills, after the verdict was read, I went over and threw a glass of water over. So she's now got slicked back hair.
But it looks quite nice.
It does look nice. It's like, do you remember, I don't know whether you saw the photographs or not, of the IFTA Awards that took place a matter of weeks ago. And...
Oh, I know who you're thinking
and
of.
And Donna Traynor
from
the BBC was at the IFTAs and she was with Noel Thompson, her co-host on BBC Newsline in the evening, and Donna had her hair all slicked back. And I remember making the comment that if she wore her hair like that there in the evenings, I would switch on more. I'm just saying, it looked good.
It looked fantastic.
So the bird who was Mac's, lawyer, look better with the slick back hair.
Yeah.
Sort of reminds me almost of, have you ever seen the movie True Lies?
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Whenever, doing the striptease.
Whenever she's doing the striptease, she's got the slick back hair. I looked at Jamie Lee Curtis in a totally different light then, I have to say.
Why, what light did you look at her before?
Well, let me,
because she's always been playing roles like that.
I know, but
like
she's
trading places.
No. I'm talking about in that particular movie, because she was very granny mush. She's very granny mush, and then suddenly, I don't know whether it was the sussies or whether it was the slick back hair. I can't make up my mind. Right, it's just gone 17 to 8 right now. Good morning, Cool FM.
Good morning, Pete.
How are you doing?
Pete, I'm very sad today because somebody stole my aerial over the weekend.
Oh dear, that's a feel of guilt story. Where were you parked?
I was parked, well, it actually happened just after the car wash, believe it or not. So, I don't know how they got it, but anyway, they stole it, and I'm very sad.
No, hold on a second. Were you in one of those petrol station car washes?
Yes, Pete, I took my aerial off, and then I can't even speak this morning.
That's all right, don't worry about it. I can't speak most mornings, it's fine.
I definitely remember putting it back on again, you know.
Are you sure you screwed it on properly?
Yes, Pete, I might be a girl, but I'm a girl racer, I know about cars.
Listen, hold on a wee second here. I didn't say anything about being a girl and it was a problem, did I?
No, but you're insinuating that.
I didn't insinuate anything. If my aerial had been lost, you would have turned around to me and said, did you screw it on properly? I wouldn't have turned around and said, listen, just because I'm a bloke, I do know how to screw it on properly. I wouldn't have said that. You've obviously got an issue.
I did put it on right.
Okay, then. Fair enough. I'll take your word for it. And someone stole it.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously, you don't know where you were when it was stolen. Are you sure the wind didn't blow it off?
Well, I was in Antrim. No, because, and you know what, I actually went down to the car wash yesterday and into the garage, you know, that owns it. And then. They said, no, it definitely has been stolen. It definitely didn't blow off in the wind.
Oh. Right, okay. I tell you, a lot of wind knocking about this conversation. Okay, do you want to feel the guilt?
Me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Maid,
right.
I'm not feeling the guilt.
No, I know you're not feeling the guilt, but the punter who nicked your area.
For the ones who did it, feel the guilt.
Thank you very much, Maid.
Bye.
Rocket springs to mind. Now, a couple of things to follow on from, was it yesterday morning's show? Uh-huh. Was it yesterday morning's show we were talking about movies that, you know, you would consistently watch time and time again?
Was
that last week?
Yes.
Well, add another one to the pile because I didn't mention it last week and I should have mentioned it. It was Top Gun.
Exactly. I watched it last night as well.
Yeah, unbelievable. I would far prefer to watch a movie. I don't know why it is at the moment. Maybe it's because of that time of night. I'm just tired and I can't be bothered.
It's just
getting my brain
viewing
to function. It is good viewing. Plus, you know what's going to happen. But you still wait in anticipation to see if Goose won't die.
And I still cry.
It's always
every
a way.
Every time.
Yeah, and also, I was talking about on the show the other morning about things I want to do before I die. Do you remember?
Yes.
And one of them particularly was going to Japan. Well, mm-hmm. This morning on the way into work, I realised something else that I actually think about every single day. And I need to do this. I need to do this before my time's up.
Oh, no, don't give people ideas. Right, go on.
Right, and you know what it is? This is what it is. I pass this house every morning coming into work, and it's a lovely house. It's a lovely house.
Really
and
nice.
It's a really nice house, and it's got this massive big wooden gate. A massive big wooden gate. And it's got a keypad to get into the wooden gate. And the keypad's lit up. So in the morning, whenever it's pitch black and I'm driving into work, and it's in a part of the road where it's pitch black, all I can see is the keypad being lit up. And I want to stop some morning to have a crack at having to go to the keypad to see if I can get the gate to open. And I wanted to do it. And every day I pass this gate and I think exactly the same thing. And this morning, Kirsty gave me a lift into work because I left my car here yesterday. And this morning we were driving past. I was going, I really want to do that. So it's another one on my list to do before I say cheerio, amigos.
You want to crack the code.
I don't want to cry. I just want to have a crack. I just want to actually push it in. I want to see if it's four knots. Do the way whenever you get
that's
it.
That's the one I was thinking
of. Do you know
of?
What I mean? The old keypad in the phone. Four knots is always a gem. Now today, folks, it is Awkward Moments Day. Awkward Moments Day.
Is that official?
Official. Yeah.
Right, okay. It's not something you've just made up.
No. It is Awkward Moments Day.
Okay.
This is a celebration in the United States. Now, I have to say...
A celebration?
Well, yeah. Awkward moments tend to sort of, you know, arrive on my doorstep quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, last week. And a friend of mine had recently got a new job. Mm-hmm. And, after about 5 days, she said, to hell with this here. I do not want to be here, and handed in a resignation.
Right.
So I'm out for lunch last week with a friend of mine and I say, hold on, I've just thought of a bit over here. Come on over to introduce you. Blah, blah, blah. Here's blah, blah, blah. Who's working for blah, blah, blah? Well, actually, I walked out. Oh, dear. So, all of a sudden, Snodden's put right back into that whole big awkward moment situation. What do you do? So I was sitting there, well, actually standing, and I didn't know what to say. I'm really sorry. Blah, blah, blah. And I've got two people who don't know each other sort of looking at each other going, what am I going to say? And it was the most awkward thing I've been in quite some time.
I thought you were
going to
say that they were sort of related in that job in some way. That would have been worse.
That would have been
worse.
Imagine
if he'd been her boss.
But you know what I mean?
That
so
that, she walked up
that's
with?
One of the awkward moments that has happened to me in the last couple of weeks. Any awkward moments you care
There's
to share with
There's one that
us?
Is springing to mind, but it's from a few years back when I lived in England. And there's a girl that used to live near me who was very skinny. And then I hadn't seen her for a few weeks, and the next time I saw her, she'd put on quite a bit of weight. And I thought she was pregnant. So I walked up to her and I said, when are you going to share the secret then? And she looked at me and I was just like, grind, please open up.
Oh dear.
She wasn't pregnant and I looked a fool and felt so humiliated.
See, it happens every day in life. Good morning, Cool FM.
All right, Pete, how's things?
Not too bad, how are you?
Oh, not too bad at all, Pete. Pete, I've got an absolute corker for you now. It was 20 years ago, but I still think about it and how I ever got out of it. It was Christmas Day, so it was, and I was only 15 at the time.
I take it this left a big scar in your life?
Oh, it did, yes. I was 15 and I invited my girlfriend down to stay, but my father had forgot to get her a Christmas present. So on Christmas Day, there's very few shops open. So he run out and the only shop open was a little shop that wasn't far away and the only thing he could get her was a pair of slippers.
Right.
Meanwhile, I was upstairs underneath the duvet with her.
Right, okay. Keep it warm. Was the heating broken that day?
Our lower clothing was somewhat down when I heard the knock at the door and I said, quick, don't move. And my father, I said, come on in, as if nothing's happening because we're just lying there watching TV.
Right, okay.
Answer the present. He says, open it. So she opens it up and then she sees the slippers. He says, try them on. With her jeans all down around her ankles. That's why I got caught at a young age, Pete.
Nice story, thank you.
Bye, Pete.
Now, last night, you should honestly, you should have seen the TV last night that I was subjected to. Wasn't good. Apart from Sex in the City, which I have to say, I think I'm preferring now than Friends. You know why all the Friends repeats are on all the time? I'm sort of a fed up watching Friends repeats, but Sex in the City repeats, they've still got a bit of longevity left in them, I have to believe. Personally, that's what I think anyway. And I'm sort of actually, this is sad too, actually quite looking forward to the movie coming out. Yeah, so I got subjected to that last night. What has surprised me in recent days is the fact that Sarah Jessica Parker, you know the girl who plays Carrie Bradshaw in the actual show, she's been voted the unsexiest woman in the world by a men's magazine. What are readers thinking of? She's lovely. Also last night, I got subjected to watching Colleen's Real Woman. Yeah, that's how I was feeling last night. But anyway, the deal was, I think this was I think it was on earlier in the week. It was just like a repeat. They were trying to get three like off, you know, real women just off the street who could go and perhaps be a model for Passion Nightclub and their brand of clothing and stuff. To which they found four girls, with four or three, can't really remember, just who so much attention was paid to the show, actually got into the casting and were down, you know, to the last few to get actually picked for being a face of the nightclub. And what became apparent was, you know, they're looking for real women. You know, not everyone has to be stick thin, like, you know, Posh Spice and all those punters, you know what I mean? I think curvy women are the way forward. I have a thing for the female form being curvier. I just have to tell you that. And anyway, one girl who was so close to actually get it was a larger woman. I thought it was spot on, 100%. Then I got subjected to Project Catwalk. My goodness. Yeah, guys, I know, roll on Sunday for the football. Anyway, one of the girls who was in the final of that was creating items of clothes for larger women. And this has been sort of a recurring theme over last night's sort of proceedings in the TV, and I came into work this morning to find out that it's Big Bird's birthday today. So obviously there is a thing, you don't need to be tall and thin to be good looking, okay? So if you're slightly larger and you're proud of it, you should be. So I don't know how this will work this morning, right? So I'm thinking about playing Big Girls Are Beautiful by Mika, okay? So if you're a big girl, big bird, and you're proud of that there, you should come on the phone and tell me now. Good morning, Cool FM.
Hi, Pete. I'm a big bird. Please play Mika for me.
Yeah, what's your name?
Kate.
Thank All you. Right. Cheers. Morning.
Pete, I'm a big bird. Play the ching.
Oh, get in. What's your name?
Glynis.
Glynis, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Loud and proud.
Loud and proud.
Good morning.
Hiya, Pete.
Are you loud and proud?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's your name?
Naomi.
Naomi, what do you got to say?
I'm loud and proud and play big. Oh, forget it, you've all flustered now.
Big girls are beautiful.
Yes, big girls are beautiful.
Absolutely. Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what's your name?
Helen.
Helen, do you want me to play the tune?
Go ahead.
Get on, loud and proud. Big girls
Very
are beautiful.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
Thank I've got you. A motto in life.
Go
you
for
get
it.
What you see. If you don't like, don't look.
That's good. I like that. Respect.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show.
Critics love this show.
Pete Snodden Breakfast Show.
He's nuts. 97.4 Cool FM.
Thank you for listening to this week's Snodcast, a Pete Snodden Breakfast Show production. Catch the show in real time, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10am, on Belfast's number one hit music station, 97.4 Cool FM.